So I know about seeds. I understand seeds. Out of all the seeds I dealt with in life, the mustard seed is the smallest seed I ever seen. Can anybody else think of another seed? Tomato seed is small. But it's a small, but my point is, it's a small seed. And so Jesus chose a mustard seed. Right? And he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, if you have faith, how? As a grain of mustard seed, what is he saying? What if you want something from that grain of mustard seed, what would you have to do with it? You're going to have to sow it. As long as you can bring, we can come in here and pull a string and line up mustard seed from here to that door and wait to see it grow. When we come back next week, they're going to still be the same thing. We can twist cross and cross it like a, put a cross in, go all, run all the way across there. We come back next week, it'd be just like we left it. Why? Because you hadn't planted yet. You just did something. And that's what most people do with the word. They just say something. You're going to have to plant that word. And Jesus was teaching them a lesson. Said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed and plant it, plant that, that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed and plant it, sow it. How do you sow? I know how to sow a mustard seed. You can dig a little fur and drop it in a drill, you know, and come back with a hole or something and cover it up. Or you can go out there and scatter it. Just leave it out there and make sure the ground is moisture, full of moisture. And it'll come up. But if I can scatter it in here, it won't do nothing. Are you with me? So I understand how to plant mustard seed. So if I want a mustard, I'm going to have to plant a seed. If I want more mustards, I'm going to have to plant what? More mustard seed. We're going to get this here. So Jesus said, my word is a seed. The word is a seed. How you plant the word? How do you plant the word? How do you plant it? If the way you plant the word, you got to say. As long as you're not saying anything, there's nothing getting planted. And this is the reason why most people don't have what the word promise because they won't say. And he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say. So if I say, how will I cause my faith to increase? I will say again. How would I cause my faith to increase? I say again. I have to go gather up. Listen to this. I have to gather up mustard seed in abundance to get up the huge crop. I got this living word who every time you say it, it multiplies itself. It increases itself. And it starts out, what God wants to understand, it starts out like a mustard seed. And you go out there next week, you see a little old thing just sprouting out the ground. You go out there in a couple of weeks, you see some leaves. You go out there in a month, you picking some leaves. If you leave it alone, you see some big broad. I've had them mustard leaves this like that. Big broad thing, cover a pan. But my point is, We got to understand what the word is. The word is a seed. And the way you plant the word, you got to say. And faith is in the word of God. Who, Jesus? Now watch this. Y'all ready for this? He said, you shall say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up, be thou plucked up by the root and be planted into the sea, and it should obey you. All right. You shall say, see, faith speaks, and the word of God contain. They are containers. It has all the substance, all of who God is. Y'all listen to me good now. The word of God contained, it is all of who God is. And all what God will do. Words. And words, and God took his word. This is what he said. In the beginning was the word with God, and the word was God, right? He said, in the beginning, what? And in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word, listen, and the word, what? I want you to say it now. And the word was what? Was God. If the word was God, guess what? It still is God. And God took his word that was God, is God, and did what? Put it in flesh. Didn't he do it? He did what? Put his word in flesh, and his word walked around on the earth. And it said to, he said to demon, leave. We're going to show you in just a minute. He said to sickness, go. He said to poverty, vanish. Amen. He said to the dead, live. Huh? He said to the weak, be strong. Didn't he? He said to Peter, go catch a fish. And look in his mouth. And get what? The coin that's in your mouth, in his mouth, and pay the taxes. I hope y'all are listening, because I'm building my case. Hallelujah. Words, let me say it again. Word. The word is a seed. You can get anything and everything you need from the seed. If it was impossible, God would have never given it to you. Because God said in his word, it is his will that you live, prosper, and be in health. Didn't he? God said in his word that he loves you and he has provided. This is what he said, but my God shall supply all of your need. Didn't he say it? How? According to his riches and glory. And then he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desire of your heart. Well, how is he going to give you the desire of your heart? Through his word. Through who he is. So he wants you to learn. They asked him a question. Lord, increase our faith. Because they were seeing all these things he was doing. And they wanted to know, can we do it? And notice, let's read some scripture so you can see it here. Then we'll come back. Now, let's read and we'll come back to that.